Hello.
Hello.
Is Keith available? Hi, I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Survey. I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. And this is the first question, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 for president, Congress, and other offices? You will definitely vote, probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
Definitely vote. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Biden.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
I'm African American.
Thank you. And what is your age?
62.
Thank you. And thinking about approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Well, moderate conservative.
Thank you,
or
sir.
Whatever.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied, very satisfied, very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed, sir?
I'm very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and the Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all, okay?
Repeat that. You said 0 to 10, and what?
I'm going to read right now a list of issues and concerns that some people say that they want the president and the Congress must focus on, and I want you to rate on a scale 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you. Have them focus on these issues, raising concerns. Use a 10 if you think that this is most important. Use a 5 if it is somewhat important, and use 0, not at all important.
Okay.
Okay, making housing more affordable.
10.
Thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Thank you. Reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
Thank you. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Hold on a second.
Yes, sir. I wait.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Next one, fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I was in the store. I'm trying to get something. Now, you said the economy. What was it exactly?
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Yeah, 10.
10. And protection, protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
5.
5. Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as a president? You can say strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
I strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Thank you, sir. Now, I would like to read your feelings towards some people in an organization using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 feels that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you...
Stop.
Yes, sir?
Good.
Yes, sir. I would like to rate your feelings towards some people in the organization using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel any particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Democrats in Congress.
The who?
Democrats in Congress.
Oh, Democrats in Congress?
Yes, sir.
You say Democrats?
Yes,
In
Congress.
Probably 50%.
50%.
Is that what
and
you asked?
Joe Biden? That's right.
Zero.
And the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
Zero.
Thank you, sir.
You got a whole opioid problem in this country.
Wow. Sorry to hear that, sir. But, you know, this survey will help us out, and thank you for taking the time for answering this phone call and help us out with the survey, sir. I want you to read, sir, a list of priorities and that you think that the food or the FDA, right, should be focused on, which is the Food and Drug Administration. For each, I want you to rate a scale 0 to 10 and how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on this list of priorities, right? Just a 10 if it is the most important, and a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. You can use any number, okay?
All right.
Authorizing prescription medication.
Very important. 10.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
10.
Thank you. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverage.
10.
And authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke more. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
Bye, Ken.
Thank you, sir. It is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? You can say strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, and strongly oppose.
Now you said there's already a law against selling minor cigarettes, but what?
It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21 years. And yep. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of a cigarette, unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Yeah, they should sell cigarettes to people under 18. They shouldn't sell cigarettes to people under 18. There should be a ban on it. Yeah, it should be a ban.
All right. Thank you, sir, for that.
Is that what you're asking me?
This is the question. considering that it is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21 years old, do you support or oppose a ban or, you know, like a federal law to ban it?
No, I mean, if people 21, they pretty much, they can buy a cigarette. No, because that's what you're asking me.
Right.
It shouldn't be a ban on people 21 and older, even if it's nicotine and a cigarette. No, it shouldn't be.
Okay.
If that's what you're asking.
Yes, that was basically the question. Thank you so much for that, sir. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I had a brother that died from menthol cigarettes and lung cancer, but I do not support a ban on menthol cigarettes.
Do you strongly oppose or strongly support?
I oppose the ban. I mean, if people want to destroy themselves, they got a choice to do it. I mean, You can put a stop thing. People will find a way to harm themselves. So you can deny them anything they want. They'll find a way. So, I don't think it should be a ban. I oppose a ban.
Okay. Thank you very much for that, sir. Thank you so much for answering the question. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community? You can say much more benefit, and somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or more, oh, sorry, much more harm.
I would say the ban, it would say, wouldn't do harm, the ban, no. I mean, it's already bad for you. So if you were to go, I mean, I don't think it would do harm if you banned it, no. People find something else to do, like, you know, no. It probably will help them in the long run.
Okay.
If you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got it, sir. Thank you so much. And regardless of... I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, sir. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now? You can say it should be a top priority. Other issues are important right now.
There's other issues that are more important.
Thank you, sir. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping other smokers.
That's a lot. You don't lost me already. It's a lot. You got to condense it.
Because I'm losing me. Yeah, you're losing me. That's a bit much. So, yeah. I mean, I'll say it again. I'll try to pick it up, but yeah, it's a lot.
Which is...
Well, just repeat it.
Yeah. Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention, education, and helping adult smokers who cannot or will not quit from cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products.
So what's the question?
The question is, which do you feel that is better to approach for the government to focus? You know, it's a force on one of those questions, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use?
So limiting alcohol, you know, nicotine use, you said, or drug use?
Right. No, nicotine.
I don't think the government should ban. You're 21 now. I think they should focus on prevention, you know, or helping people, find a way to have abstinence. If that's what you're asking me.
Yes, sir. That's what the question is. The question is basically, and we want to know what the government needs to focus on requiring removal of
recovery.
Okay. I would like to read. Yes, sir. Now I would like to read some of the things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually other traditional cigarettes on the market today. You can say that you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned, okay? This is the first question. More dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the United States from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Can you hear me?
You said today what?
Yes, sir.
I'm kind of sitting down now. I was moving around a little bit. Now, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, sir. I would like to read you some of the things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you're about to outcome. You can say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned, okay?
Somewhat concerned.
Right. This is the first question. More dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the United States from overseas with no safety testing of any kind or any type?
Yeah, I'm concerned.
Concerned.
A lot concerned, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. And the creation of black market for illegal cigarettes sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales?
Yeah, I'm concerned.
Thank you.
A lot concerned.
And thank you. And an immediate loss for $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public, and education and tobacco control?
What about it?
You can say if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned.
You said concerned about the money going over the border that's supporting Medicare and Social Security, you said?
Right. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund our government programs like Medicaid, Medicare,
somewhat,
Social Security.
Somewhat concerned. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to read some statements some people have made about potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement. All you can use is number 0 and 10, okay?
Okay.
Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBT LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health and conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should still be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or you do not agree at all?
I disagree.
Thank you.
That's a lot. That's a bit low talk. Well, I don't even say you can get that question to most people. It's a bit much. Your job cut out for you. Well, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rate in the 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2% and decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. Do you strongly agree?
God, man, you know what? You're losing me. It's a lot. That's about four or five paragraphs. Yeah, you know, let me think about it. Hold on.
Yes, sir. So, do you want me to read the question one more time?
Yeah, read it over.
All right, sir. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, right? And our current policies of education, harm reduction, have led to the lowest smoking rates in the 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2% and decreases of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarettes, raising the smoking age to 21 years old, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. So do you strongly support, somewhat agree, or do not agree at all?
I strongly support it.
Thank you, sir. Okay. And this, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects for our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking. Yes, sir.
Hold on. Repeat that.
Yes, sir. The federal government, this is the following question, okay? And it says the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects for our lives lately. Banned for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common. Common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they cannot smoke at all.
So what's the question? I mean, what's that? So
you can say if you're right, I strongly agree. 5 is somewhat agree, and 0 is do not agree at all.
So the question basically stands: should the federal government tell adults that they can't smoke?
Right.
I disagree strongly.
Okay. And this is the next question. Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China, flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes. We'll simply give them another market in which to operate. You can say I strongly agree, somewhat agree, or do not agree at all.
I get the question again.
Yes, sir. Vaping bans, the vaping ban, you know, the vape rate.
I strongly agree. It should be vaping bans, yeah. You got to give them less exposure for people.
Okay. Do you want me to read the question one more time?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China, flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes. We'll simply give them another market in which to operate. You can say strongly agree, somewhat agree, or do not agree at all.
You have to sketch me the two questions. I'm going to say, no, I don't agree.
Okay. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, sir. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21 years old. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I oppose a ban.
Oppose that. Thank you. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
No, I oppose a ban.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
More harm. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
I would oppose a candidate that will implement bans because they can start there and then they go other places. You know, start there. So no, I would oppose that kind of candidate.
Okay, sir. Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Electronic cigarette or electronic vapor products? You can say yes or no.
My crash dummy days are old. You're talking to the wrong guy. No.
No. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir. And have you used heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
No. Thank you. Have you used cigars?
Never.
Thank you. Have you smoked less tobacco such as dip or chew?
No. I've never smoked.
Have you used soda?
Soda?
Yeah, soda.
You mean soda? You drink soda?
Right.
Yeah, I drink soda, yeah.
Okay. Have you used beer?
Have I used soda?
No, beer. Have you drank beer?
Oh, no, I don't drink. I got 20 years clean, but I don't do nothing. Oh. I don't gamble, I don't do anything.
Have you used a wine?
No.
Have you used liquor or spirits?
I don't even care too much about pussy no more, man. No, I'm just fucking with you. I'm 62. No. You can't control me with nothing, so at this point in my life. But sorry about that, I apologize. I know you're recording this. But
We're about to finish. No. Thank you so much for your question, sir. Your answers, believe me, that are very confidential for us.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, sir. Have you Have you used coffee in the past 30 days?
Every day.
Every day.
Coffee?
Okay. Yeah, coffee.
Yeah, once a day. Once a day, yeah. Just the morning.
Have you smoked in the past 30 days? Cigarettes?
Absolutely not.
No.
Nope.
Okay. Have you used oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Okay. And the last one, have you used pipe tobacco?
No.
No, thank you. Switching gears a little bit, sir. The last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
1 year college.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, a single, separate, divorce, or without it?
I'm married.
Thank you, sir. Do you have any children, 18 years old, of age or younger, living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes of you how you think your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Maybe middle class, maybe upper, but yeah, middle class, say middle.
Thank you, sir. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
A union? Yes.
Yeah. Who would you describe the area where you live? You can say it urban, suburban, or rural.
Urban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Sometimes, no. No.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey for today, and thank you very much for your participation, sir. I really appreciate you were so kind with me, and thank you for taking me the call, sir. And
okay, you're welcome.
And be so kind with me, sir.
Yes, have a good day.
Have a good day, sir. Yes. Be safe, and thank you for
it. Right,
yes, sir. Take care. Be safe.
You're welcome. You too. Thank you,
sir. Bye-bye.